Hey there. Welcome to Cageless, a conversation podcast about experiential wisdom and personal hope. I'm Jenny Johnson. I'm a writer, and I'm asking experts, thought leaders, and my friends to share their knowledge and tools on how they found freedom. Hey, hi, hello, my friends. I didn't realize how often I say that in real life as well, because I guess I really just think that most of my friends are on the internet, and that's how I greet you. But so good to talk to you. Whoever is listening on the other side of this, I love you. Wow, usually say that by the end of the episode a couple of times, but we're like, what, a minute in, already hitting you with those very heavy three words. I'm learning in French that there's a bazillion ways to say a bazillion different things, and I love you is no different. I am just not going to stop saying it, though, and I think that that's actually, wow, what a great segue into what we're going to be talking about today. Cultural norms, cultural differences, and the way that people love each other and care about each other is something that I am completely immersed in right now. And it's a really interesting spot to be in, someone who, I guess, writes or speaks memorabilically. That's how you say it, right? Memorabilically. I do so much self-reflection in the work that I do and the things that I create, that learning in real time is difficult. And how do you change who you are or don't change who you are as you are in a new environment? So today what we're talking about is love, which is what I love to talk about always, but particularly the two biggest loves in my life are God and people. And I think that a lot of other, I don't know if I should call myself a zillennial, between Gen Z and millennial, I'm 27, freshly, and I was born in 1996. So what does that make me? I don't know. Anyway, the dating climate, the relationship climate, the love climate for people my age is so much different than I think it's ever been for anyone ever. Having access to so many different people, so many different opinions, so many different faces around the world that you can talk to or you can't talk to is just a plethora of information that I don't even know what to do with. I have really only ever used dating apps once, and I didn't have like a super negative experience with it at all. It was very mild, and I dated the guy that I met on the app Hinge while I was living very briefly in last year. And it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't like magical. And I've always been the first person to critique, you know, trying to be the god of your own life or like control things, mostly, I guess, because I'm like a hopeless romantic. And I love to think that, you know, I would meet the person that I want to be with forever at like the grocery store because we both go to grab the same basil or something, you know. But I've also dated a guy that I met at a grocery store, and that wasn't wildly successful. So I think that there are different ways that you can meet people, but the way that you meet them doesn't necessarily matter if your values aren't baseline. So in particular, I am learning what it's like to care about people in a different culture, and I'm not married. I'm single. I'm 27, as I've mentioned, and being someone in a brand new country, I say brand new, I've been here for a little while, but being in a brand new values climate, being in a brand new way to navigate communication beyond language has been something that has deeply affected me. And going back to my two greatest loves of God and people, I think that I used to live by the phrase, you tell me what you think about God and I know everything about you. And I used to think that from a very like theological perspective of whatever you think about God, good or bad or great or awful or amazing, is going to give me a lot of context around who you are and what you value. And I'm learning that that might not necessarily be true in every single situation. I was raised in an extremely religious environment, which also coincided with the way that you navigate relationships. And in Christianity, in particular, from my schooling and viewpoint of it, relationships have been extremely, I guess I would say, exclusive, even though I really don't like that word. We are taught from a very young age that there's a separation between humans when you don't believe what someone else does or they don't believe what you do. And I have so much criticism towards that now that I've gotten older and I've lived places other than, you know, my tiny hometown in Texas, that I thought I was an inclusive person, I guess, because I was very active in liberal arts. I have always been pretty inclusive in the people that I surround myself with, you know, in terms of gender or race and sexuality. And I'm starting to see that, like, maybe just because you are inclusive to people that look or act differently than you do, it's equally important to be inclusive in their beliefs. And I had a particular situation that happened to me that really knocked me off my feet. And so I ask my Instagram followers, they're not mine, I don't own them, actually. That's an entirely different topic that I think that social media should be not regulated, but you should very much look at the interactions that you have socially online, not as your own, because the application and the internet own those relationships. That's an entirely different episode to have. But I asked the people who look at my story on Instagram if they identified as religious. And it was actually really shocking, the amount of people that said yes, no, or I used to, and now I'm not really sure. It was pretty equal, guys, to be super honest, that everyone seems to be not really sure, you know, like even the people that are like, yes, I do identify as religious, going on to the next question that I ask was, have you deconstructed your beliefs? And a lot of people haven't, but a lot of people have. So is tainted as my perception of the way that others look at religion was, I kind of think that it being an even playing field helps with wanting to understand other people. None of us can prove anything, because that's the whole point of faith, is that it's something you can't see. It's something you can't hold in your hands. But what I do know I can hold in my hands is a newborn baby, or seeing a humpback whale for the first time in the ocean, or experiencing love at first sight with another human being. Those are things that you can't hold or really put on paper or try to explain. Those are things that are miraculous and happen, and something to believe in that you can't see. And so this conversation that I had with this person went on to a very deep disagreement. And I've learned that because of the church system that I grew up in, but also left and then came back to, I will continually be what I've been taught to be until I deconstruct it and maybe lose people or be put into such uncomfortable positions that I am, you know, pushed to change my perception. All of this to say, I think I've been talking in huge, like, huge, very like 500-foot view scale of this topic. It's hard to date someone that isn't of your belief system. When you are in this like very formative part of your life and you're forming these rhythms that you're in, these routines, these jobs, everything that you believe outside of what you've been taught is coming to the forefront. And I tried to write a piece about this, and I thought, well, I kind of want to do a podcast because this piece is so scattered and so messy, and I feel like I'm trying to explain myself to myself, and that's really hard to do. So all in all, I think that from what I've learned, learning how to be empathetic is a muscle, and I am so appreciative of the small town culture that I grew up in, but it's also something that I'm still being unresentful for. I was cast as a wise man in the nativity scene when I was like in pre-K, in my like church's pre-K class. And I think that I've kind of grown into that identity in a lot of ways, that I always ask questions. And I've always loved learning, and I loved going to Vacation Bible School and learning about love and what love manifested into, you know, from God into a man on this earth. And it was always just so fascinating to me. And I don't know if that is circumstantial. I was just born that way. I don't know why that is, but I, my whole life, have been told to not ask that many questions, because as a girl, I think it's easier to be pretty and be quiet. And I still obviously have a lot of problems with that line of thinking. And especially in the Western church, it's almost impossible to be a woman and like respected because of your opinion. And I know that I'm not the only woman or person that's been hurt in a church setting, a religious setting, but like people of minorities, women, and children, and people that aren't middle-age, older, white, cisgendered, straight men have hearts and minds and opinions and love for the unseen just like they do. And I wish that I could separate myself from all of the hurt and harm that the faces of the religion that I have deconstructed and reconstructed, one that I love so much, I wish that I could separate myself from it, because the person that I was having this conversation with, the word Christian really rubbed him the wrong way, I think. And the more that I thought about it, the more I'm like, wow, it kind of rubs me the wrong way too. Because you look at the reputation of Christians, especially in France, and you look at the separation of church and state and how much tension and pain and violence religion, period, has caused in not just France, but in countries all around the world. And I would like to get to a place in my human relationships where I learn to sit with people with more empathy and not try to convince them to believe what I believe or not believe what they don't believe. Because as much as my belief system and my religion is sacred to me, I think that so many things can be lost in translation. And when you are wanting to pursue interpersonal relationships with someone else, it's vital. If you are going to have a work relationship with them, a romantic relationship with them, a platonic relationship with them, or all three, or you're trying to figure out which one to have, getting close can hurt. It's just true, but being far away hurts more. So I think learning to try to listen before you speak and learning what love in all of its functions are is going to be your greatest teacher. You don't have to have all of the answers, but you do have to have a clear set of what you value as a person. And with dating in particular, it's just important to see, is this person someone that I can continue to have a relationship with? Do I want to go in this direction at all? Did it start out this way? Is it going to end up this way? Maybe just looking at people as people and loving them where they're at, so you can love yourself where you're at. And this is contradictory to everything that I've been taught. The passage in the Bible that Jesus speaks about being unequally yoked. I Googled what yoke actually is, and I realized that I had this perception, this memory of what how it was explained to me in Bible college and then what it actually means definition wise. And they are not the same thing. So this is just proof that you should do your research. You should figure out what you've been taught and separate it from what you have absorbed and digested and viewed in this world. And does it agree with the marrow of who you are? A lot of the pastors and theologians and teachers that I've listened to, I realize that my life looks nothing like theirs. And I love that, you know, a lot of these men in particular have beautiful lives with families and are straight, cisgendered, white, middle-class men that I think that the phrase of chew the meat, spit out the bones is very, very applicable here, because as a woman in this society, we are still learning to have leadership to look up to and to create that kind of leadership. Because why would you take advice from someone that you don't want to go where they're going or where they've been? And I think that that doesn't mean that you shouldn't listen to what anyone in the entire world has to say just because they can't mentor you perfectly. But I do think that looking at people's values, looking at their privilege, looking at their origin, is taking advice from them that isn't what you fully believe going to supplement your life. And with religion, not the entire point, but in my experience, religion has been a set of guardrails. It has been not the relationship and spirituality of what I have with my higher power, that relationship, but it's more like a set of borders that it's like in Christian practice, at least, there are the Ten Commandments and choosing, you know, not to kill people, choosing not to steal, choosing not to intentionally harm others, and, you know, so on and so forth, isn't a relationship. Those are rules or laws. And the entire point of Christianity, if you ask me, is that Jesus came, the Son of God, came to abolish the law. And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't listen to those things, because sin finds you out. Sin is punishment in of itself, but don't use sin as a punishment to yourself. Don't create rules around trying to be so perfect that if you don't do that, you will be harmed, or you believe in some sort of karmic God that's going to come get you and you will be punished. No. In my experience, sin is punishment in of itself. If I lie to a friend, which I try my very best not to lie because it can be very hurtful. If I lie to a friend, chances are they're going to find out, and then we are going to have a fracture in our relationship, which is the whole reason why Jesus came, was to get rid of that fracture. This is all my personal opinion. And so whenever I'm having these discussions with people that I care about or want to move forward in a working relationship or dating relationship or friendship, I think that it's important to have a gauge of listening and empathy before I impose my views, which is contradictory to everything that I've been taught. In this experience that I have had recently that affected me so deeply, I hope that I continue to get better at it. So if I could give my younger self last week advice, I would say, listen with your chest, listen with your heart, listen with your eyes before you speak. And look at people that are sitting in front of you rather than the books that have been sitting behind you for so long, and the reputations and the things that you've been taught are only functional when you can filter them through your current circumstance. So I was actually talking with someone else about how much I miss the books that I have had in my life. I moved across the world and very intentionally didn't bring any of the literature that I love so much and have collected over the years, but I used to hide in my books and I used to fester there and feel so safe in between pages. And now I'm feeling like I want to live outside of the pages and utilize what I have learned and filter through it. So I think this was probably a very unorganized train of thought, but I hope that some people understood what I was saying and were not offended by anything, because I think that my whole purpose here on earth is to tell stories and love people. And I hope that, as cliche as it sounds, we can all get along on the fact that maybe we all won't always get along. And what I'm talking about religiously, I haven't really put politics into this, and maybe I will do that. But I feel a lot more comfortable talking about religion much more than I do about politics. And maybe one day I will be significantly more educated. I'm trying to be more involved in foreign affairs and learn things outside of what I've been taught. But right now, I feel comfortable saying that I have experienced love and I have experienced the unseen. And as crazy as that sounds, I have tried to run away from it in a lot of ways, but it keeps running back to me and me back to it. And I really love who I am and who I've become and who I think the creator of the universe has cultivated in me, outside of me, and through me. So it's hard to sometimes stand up for what you believe in, and it's hard to not harm people or offend people, especially when you don't mean to. So all in all, I think that this week, the things that I've learned in a foreign country living alone have been: learn to listen before you speak, but when you speak, believe what you're saying. I think that's where freedom resides, is allowing yourself to have power of will and giving that to yourself, but also utilizing that power of will to not create any more discourse than necessary in your life. So utilizing boundaries within yourself in so many different ways can be supplemental to your overall well-being. Something that I use in particular for a boundary with myself is the app Freedom. Freedom is an application that you download on your phone. And when you do, you can create boundaries with the amount of time that you spend on particular apps on the internet, so you can get things done distraction-free and focus on things that you do value. You can use the Freedom app with 30% off if you use my code CAGELESS. That is CAGELESS, and that will be linked in the show notes. I love you guys. I appreciate you listening to me ramble. And if you agree with me or disagree with me, I want to hear what you think. Where were you raised? What were you taught to believe? How has it affected your relationships in your adult life? Or has it not at all? You can message me on Instagram at Jenny Johnson or on TikTok at The Jenny Johnson. Or you can email me, which I would love, because I am so old school and email is my favorite thing. I send out a weekly newsletter that you can also sign up for, and that will also be in the show notes. You guys are wonderful and amazing, and I hope that you know today how loved and chosen you are, regardless of how you're feeling, because your feelings are not always an accurate barometer of reality. I love you guys. I think that's time number 5. And with that, I will say a biento. Bye, guys.